Tafresh Chavtes. So we did Sif Vav, we did not do the Mishaburus and Sif Vav yet. So we're talking about the lochas of a machzelis, of a mat. When is it acceptable to use it for the purposes of Sichuch and when not? So it says, Shana Ruhi L'Shiva, Sifkat Nyudalit. In a lashon meduktav, it says it's not rever shkiva. Then it says the ena roilish klal a mayim rinan the stam of the shkiva. We say if it's a certain size, we assume it's for shkiva. If it was not roy, so why would he assume that? So we have to say in Ritzalarma that the phrase ena roilish shkiva means shena roil kol kach chenu behedya b'tur. It means it's not so easy to use. As opposed to something which is clearly made for shkiva, would be very very easy to use. It's small enough that it's not too small that if you can't sit in it at all or lie in it at all, obviously it's not for shchiva. So what's the size of the mishnah? If you look at the shartin of dalit, he says that's a quote from the Ran. So it's a little bit larger than the height of a person, so a person can lie in it. We say that there's a Masel's called a Gedola, it's referring to larger than that size. That's the size which we use as a definition of Gedola or Ketan.
Machatzelis, what
Gedola? Kinin?
Kanin?
Kanin.
If
it's for lying on, you can't. Adam, you're calling in? You're in the house, yeah. I'm sorry, I announced it early in the week. Okay, we're going to see you soon.
If it's not fit for lying down on, you can use it for skach. If it's fit for lying down,
we're not grappling with fit or not. We're grappling with if it's made for the purpose or not.
If it's made for the purpose of lying on, you can't use it for skach.
Right, because it's makal sukkah.
If it's not made for the purpose of lying on, you can use it for skach.
Then you could, because it's not. It's made for the purpose of, not for the purpose of shchiva. It's not mekabel tumah. It's flat. Not mekabel tumah.
Tezai. Yeah. Stomer medes of shchiva mekabel is tumah. So if it's small, which means the size, like we just pointed out, which you could lie in it, there's an assumption that that's what it's made for, and therefore you can't use it. Pirish. Kima the stomer the shchiva. Since it's
in China they use these, in India. In Poland, did they use these for bamboo, was it a clip? Was it there also?
I don't think it's necessarily bamboo. I'm sure they have reeds. They must have some reeds growing there. Mm-hmm. You know,
they had these things?
I don't know how common they had.
He's talking about it, I mean.
Well, it's the more so, it's Mishnayos, so.
You know. Okay, so.
So Mishnayos, you know, they definitely had reeds growing in vicinity of Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
Kim Pirish, Kim the Stam of the Shkiba, Hiruya the Kabbal Tumah, Kshayishka Baba Zop. Since it is made for Shkiba, then when if it's Zob will lie in it, it would make a Tome. Because remember, we pointed out that for Tumah's Zob, it's not enough that the Zob should sit in it, it has to be somewhere. The Zob has to sit on something which is made for sitting on. So once it's made for sitting or lying, so then if the zob sits or lies in it, will make it tumah. But if it's roi for kabbalah tumah, you can't use it for skach. However, unless you know it was made for sichuch, and the definition of that means that roi people in that city use it for sichuch. Tano shel roi yudzai hine im asur beferish the sichuch. If you intentionally spoke out simply for this purpose, you didn't do it for shkiva. It's not a kabbal tumah. It's not oimer for that purpose. However, he's discussing the opposite scenario. What is that? Most people in the city make it for shkiva. So then, Lomahani Mashu Oysa the Sichuch, Mashu Abaveris the Sichuch.
Good evening, Mr.
Even Rebbe, though Meikar Adin it should work, we're not going to allow that to work because the Meir Deyad over Zeh. Even though he made it for Sichuch, and it's not a Kabbal Tuma, but people in the city who would normally make it for Shechiva don't know that, so they're going to see him use it and draw the conclusion that it's acceptable, even though really it's not acceptable. Rinse of Kotten Yud Zayin. Now, Pamish Adab is a Behana Gam Ken Lahok, the Hainim Ima Saw Stava. So the issue with the city, how the city uses it, will play a role in whether what he makes it for that purpose, there's a gzeira. He makes it for sichuch, there's still a gzeira. Or it plays a role in the case we don't know if Roy and people may do it for that for. Purpose X, he probably did it for purpose X also. Yud Ches. If, however, it's a large one, we assume it's made for Sichuch, unless he made it for Shechiva. And again, the Rambam points out that means that the minhag of that Makom was to make it for Shechiva. Don't conclude. Remember, he said like this: if it's a large one, normally it's made for sichuch, unless he made it for shchiva.
What's a large one?
If it's a large mat, right? So if he made it for, if it's made for shchiva, it's mekabel tuma. It's not kosher. But most people in the city make the large ones for sichuch. And therefore, it's not makabel tuma, it's kosher for schach. That is, so comes along so that we understand. It's made for sichuch, it's mutter. It's made for shchiva, it's not mutter. And he made it for shchiva. Comes along, says, no, it depends on what the roiv of the city does. Which sounds like even if he intentionally made it for sichuch, that's still not going to make it a problem since roiv of the people say don't do. I'm sorry, I said it again. Even if he intentionally made it for shchiva, that's not a problem because most people in the city make it for sichuch. That's not true. That's what it sounds like he's saying, but that's incorrect. That inference is incorrect. So that's Mr. Bruce pointing out that that's not true. Since he intended to use it for Shechiva, even though most people say don't do that, who cares? It's mice. It's now Roy for Shechiva. And therefore, it's going to be Mekabel Tuma. And it's possible for Schach. Hello.
So you can have two neighbors with exactly the same mat, and one that's for Lizchach, the other one is not.
Correct.
It's all the das.
So what's the Ramah adding? The Ramah says it's only the minhag of Makom. We said, well, it's a large one, which we assume normally it's not for Shechiva because it's too large for Shechiva. We would make it that large. It was made for covering over the roof, you know. So it's made for Sichuch. But if you intentionally, then it. And now we're telling you, if you intentionally made it for Shechiva, it's a problem. The Rambam said it depends on the minhag. Like, where is that relevant? Okay. El also the shemina and the lav davke imaso the Shechiva. El adhu adini me minhag amokam the Shechiva. Habi kilu so ba'atzma the Shechiva. Even it's a large one, which normally people make for Sichu, but in this town they make it for Shechiva, and he made it stam, it's for Shechiva, even though he had no thought.
If we don't know what the minhag amokim over here is, to use it for shechiva or not, since it's large, and the assumption is not for shechiva, so you're allowed to use it until you know otherwise. The fact it's large it would be a reason that normally you would not use it for shechiva, so we don't assume it's made for shechiva unless you know otherwise.
But now the Mishabur is adding this whole conversation of the Gemara. It's really not really Mishabur, it's actually really a Morgan of Rum. The Mekamis Alolu, Kolam Achselis, Asuyas the Shkivu. Fim can I feel him who I saw the Sichu Gam can Emesachin Bo.
But in these parts, in the, your northern Poland area, right? So the standard usage for these things was for Shkiva. As we said before, once that's true, even if you make it only for Sichuch, and really it's not Mekabel Tumah, but there's still a confusion issue. People will see you using it and assume that you made it for Shkiva, because that's what most people do. And then you're using it. And they will conclude you're allowed to use it, it was made for Shkiva. That if we can't let you use it, even though you made it for Sichuch.
It was Lon.
Okay. Okay. I guess I planned this and something I forgot.
You announced it.
I announced it, but nobody was there.
I know. Everyone expects the email.
A Mieshlo Sofa. Now we have this. This is all talking about it's flat. So it's made out of wood and it's flat. Should the clay not Mekabel Tumah, with the exception that something which is made for sitting on or lying on is Mekabel Tumah of Mishka ben Moshe of Azov. Zov, Zov, Anita, Yoletas, Mitzar, Mitzaras, etc. Right? But let's say it has a base kibble and it can hold fruit in it or hold something else in it. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different ballgame. So that's when it has a sofa, but it has a rim. So therefore, Indian Sharila Kabul, it's able to hold things. It's a lemur. Kiban Sharila Kabul, Rishila Hashem Kli. So it's a Kli, Makbelas Tuma, Vemisachimba. So it's a Kli, Mikim Makabul Tuma. Right? If you made it not as a kli, not for shiva, but for sichu, why'd you put a rim around it? So I see there's a rim around it that indicates you made it for to use to hold something inside of it. If he made it. And he says, he's making a sichuch. So why did he make the sofa? Good question. But he did. But who cares? The mice, he made it for sichuch. So yeah, appreciate the sofa and the mekabel tumah. The kibbutz of the fact that it could hold something is enoch hashav klum. Kibbutz enoch nasal enoch sodi kabbal. It's not made for that purpose. However, yesh b'chadim shesarvim, the kibbutz yesh b'sofa b'chol gavim mekabel tumah v'ein Misachin Bo. This Yeshurim disagrees and says, since the Maisei could hold something, it says Mekabel Tumah. Mekabel Tumah, you can't use it for Sichuch. Okay? Now, if it had a Sofa, which made it Roy for the Tumah, I feel even not the Sofa, you see, I said, no problem, I'll take out the rim. So it doesn't help. Why? Because once something is roiched in Mekabel Tumah, we said before, Shivrei Kalim are not acceptable. They will call it Shivrei Kalim, Shenem Asachim, Behemir Abonim, Ghanabas Sibbeis. Chazal said, then I'll allow you to use Shivrei Kalim because you're afraid you might say, well, why should I use them on a Shemra? I'll use them when it's intact. And that's not a problem because Kali is Possum Midarais. So the Chazal answered to use the Shivrei Kalim Mirabonim. So the last thing he said was the people, if the place where they put Metzalos into the roof, so that's a different problem. So we've dealt with the problem of, is it made for, if it's made for Shiva, it's Mekabel Tumah, it's not good. We discussed when large or small, etc. Then we discussed if it's made for, it has a base kibble, it's made for base kibble, so it's a problem. Now he's going to come along.
So what?
It's a problem. Mm-hmm. Now he's in the room. He's going to come along and say, there's a third possible problem you have with this thing. If they're made to be part of a roof, so they go into Xeris Tikra. Chazal said you can't use the things that you normally use as roofing material for your schach, because a person will say, oh, it looks like a roof. Well, I might as well just sit under my house, under my roof already. Why would I need a sukkah for? If they see that the regular roofing materials, you know, the guy's building a sukkah, he's putting in rafters and he's putting in shingles, and like that's a sukkah roof, so I might as well sit in the house already. I'm a sachem behem. Look what's on. I feel on nasa the sichuch. Shem a kabel tumah. It's not a kabel tumah. And I already said before, so it's not. I'm sorry. It's. I lost my thought. even though it's made for sichuch, so should not be a problem. If I see that I can use this roofing material in this town, this is called roofing material. So the guy said, like, why don't they sit in the sukkah? They're sitting in the house under the same thing. They'll sit under his house under the same thing. Well, that's not good. In the house, it's part of the house. So say, well, if over here we use masalos as part of the roof, I'll sit into the masalos, which are part of the roof. Masalos, tinkers, abayas, psulim, and atara, shahuk, shalom, the shame, sail, all the shame, dira. That's a psul de raisa. That's a psul de raisa. It has to be put up, not only put up the shame sukkah, it has to put up the shame sail. You put it up, its goal should be that it should create, you know, protection from the sun, etc. You put up a roof, your goal isn't, you know, to be able to sit there and relax on the porch. Your goal is to close your house, cover your house. Okay. Sif Zion. Now, Sif Zion, we're familiar, is going to introduce, it's a fascinating way it's introduced. You bring a halacha and bring that the one of the Rishonim said that we're not sure what the halacha on this item is.
I'm not sure the halacha on this item.
On this item is.
This item.
Okay. Now, there's two ways to understand what the potential problem with the item is. It's not 100% clear what the potential problem is. So we'd have liked them to tell me what the potential problem is and say, well, then we're not sure what the halacha is. It just tells me they're not sure what the halacha is. And we have to go figure out, so what might be the potential problem be? So the halacha was, they wanted to take a ladder and put the ladder on top of the sukkah and then lay the schach on top of it. So that was the question which was raised, and the answer was they weren't sure. Now the question is, that being said, why should that be a problem? So we're going to see possibly two arguments why it's a problem. So one argument is...
Sorry, I didn't see any
notice. Okay, so one example of one explanation of what the issue is a concept called maimon. Maimon means that Chazal came along and said that to support the schach or something which in itself is not kosher for schach is problematic, because people will say, if I can use that to support the schach, so then I can use it for schach itself. So anything which is potentially possible for schach, which people could confuse, would be problematic. So if I have, we said before in the Mashal, you can't use dirt, you can't use concrete. So I build my sukkah and I have four concrete pillars on the four corners and I put schach on top of that. I mean, my minute, there's so much not roy for schach, but that's not a problem. That's obvious to everybody that's not so much to use for schach. So a person wouldn't make a mistake. But something which is fairly similar, but it's makabal tumah, ladders makabal tumah, and the schach, it's made out of wood, flat pieces of wood, makabal tumah. People say, well, I don't see the big difference. Why can't I use that for the schach itself? That's one way to understand the sophic. Another way to understand the sophic is in itself is a sumo makabal tumah. Right? And then in the case where it wasn't maimed, the question is that the sumo would be part of the schach itself, and that was the question. Okay, let's see the sif. Yesh yistafik in mutal hamniach sulam al gag the sachet al gavov. It's questionable whether you can put a ladder across the roof and then put the schach on top of it. Hagav lechein the sachet. Obviously, you shouldn't then use it because we're masupik. Furthermore, if you hanichu al schach lahachzikoy, also you've already put up the schach. You don't want it blowing away. He said, what can I put on top? He said, it shouldn't go away. Hold it in place. He said, oh, great enough. Put the ladder on top. The ladder will hold it down. You shouldn't do that either. So we look at that in halacha as a form of alignment, because it's also it's not supporting it in the classical sense. It's not beneath it, giving it support, but it's holding it in place. It shouldn't blow away. It's also, in a certain sense, taking care of it. So that's also called alignment. Puhudin mechol kliya makabal tuma. So that for any kli which can be makabel tumah, could go in sapsul a chair, sapsul a bench, or he say a chair, makabel tumah medras, that even though they're flat, the table, the bench is flat, if you're the kli, you're not makabel tumah, but since it's made for sitting, so what's referred to as tumah medras, the tumah of a zav and a zav, sitting on it, lying on it, leaning on it, standing on it, so all those are referred to as tumah medras.
because the mekabel tumas matters. Literally matters means doros means to step on, but it means any type of where the person's putting their weight on it. So this is the concept. This is the place where the Shulchan Aruch introduces the concept of known as maimed, the famous maimed issue that you have. You know, shouldn't be maimed, but doros mekabel tumas. Now it's a little bit of a misnomer. The correct way of saying it is not doros mekabel tumas. It can't be maimed with anything which is possible b'schat. So the psul is mechubur. What you're using is mechubur. So it's also you can't use. So we had before, the Mishabur mentioned that, you know, that you can't have a situation where what's supporting your schach is a tree branch which is attached. Because you're being mimed it with something which is possible for schach. When the tree branch is attached, it's possible for schach. Or something we said which you know, we... we said it has to grow from the ground. So it didn't grow from the ground.
That doesn't grow from the ground.
Right, so if you use something that doesn't grow from the ground, so it would be a problem of being maimed with something that's not roi for schach. Because it's not only double mekabel tuma.
What's mamad? What are mamad my models? What if you have...
Maimed and maimed? We'll see in the Mishabura. Now, we'll see in the Mishabura... The Mishabura allows Maimon to Maimon, but he doesn't see that the Xeric goes that far. Chazon Ish somewhat disagrees.
I don't mean just banging nails in the walls. I mean, what
when you have the metal?
What if you have a metal wall up to here and then wood above there? So the wood is on top of the metal. So the bottom half of the wall is metal, and the top half
it's
so
a
the
fair
stock
question.
Is on the top.
It's a fair question. We can. There's many different permutations of that question. In other words, you know, let's say the most, I think, mistaken permutation of that thought process. You know, people make a mistake on it. Person has a metal frame sukkah. So he says, "Well, you can't be mimed with a mekabel tuma." So he takes a piece of wood and puts it on top of the metal frame,
mm-hmm.
and puts the schach on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, that's an absolute waste of time. Mm-hmm. Doesn't do anything. Because the wood is not the maimed. The metal is the maimed. What supports it is the metal. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that there's a... It's not a din hefsik, so it's a din hefsik. You can't put it on top of the mekabel tuma. You can't touch. It's a lachan negiya. It's not a lachan negiya. It's a lachan maimed. Support. So the issue with support, the support is not the piece of wood. That piece of wood is not going to go anywhere. It's not going anywhere. Right, it doesn't do anything for you. It has no power to support of itself. The whole support is from the metal.
So if you have bolts, that's holding together the wood. Without the bolts, the wood would collapse.
Because it's now. That the reality is the bolt doesn't have ability to support.
No.
The wood doesn't have ability to support. The wood is standing, so that's what's supporting it. What makes the wood stand is the bolt. So that's
right.
Called a maimed demaimed.
Right.
That's not called a direct. That's called a maimed demaimed. Right. But over here, that's not true.
So is there any way? Oh, no, you might ask the same question. Probably would. That doesn't sound like I was going to. But is there any way to get around the metal frame?
The bidyabed metal frame is called. Maimed is not possible bidyabed. So it's kosher bidyabed. So the correct way to get around it, you know, if you really want to get around it, is so you make it that the support for the schach is not the metal. You know, you can what you can do is
separate wooden posts.
You can put wooden posts in the four corners, run a wooden piece from one to each other. Now they might not stand on their own; they only stand because they're leaning against the metal frame. That's a maimed demaimed, right?
Maimed demaimed, okay.
Right. So but just putting a thing on top is like, you know, it's like. Right. Chavbeis. Mishra Chavbeis. Yes, Yishtabek and Mutter. Now, Yesh Mechorenim, Shemfarashi Dasavaku, in Mutter Lasacha B'Sulam. And some people learn that the question is, may you use ladders? So what's the problem?
It's a kli.
That a ladder is a kli. It's made to climb up. Okay, so what's the Safik? Now, so it means the question is pushed to use it as part of the schach. Well, even if it would be a problem, it's not large enough to be a problem because umayri shasulam hu rochav arba tvachim, the schach posel and posel beemsa pachus me arba tvachim. The shear for schach posel to affect the sukkah is 4 tvachim wide. Okay, and welcome a safiku. So, what is the question?
According to this argument, which is not this, I mean, this pshat is not, the issue is not a maimed. The issue is I want to use it for skach itself. So what's my suffix? My suffix is a makabel tumah. Well, it's a pshat that cleates. It's flat. It's flat pieces of wood. The sides are flat pieces of wood. The things you step on are flat pieces of wood. It's everything is flat. So what's the tzad? Why it's a problem then? So the way their ladder worked was that you would drill holes on the sides of the on the side beams of the ladder, and you ran your pole for each step through that hole. So the hole is holding the pole, which is what you step on. So that hole has a base kibble. It holds the something slips through it. So that's double the base kibble. That's one way to learn the sophic.
I understand the ladder anyway is a problem. Why you have to get into the hole? I'm confused.
No,
there's a topic as to why.
No, there's a why should ladder be a problem? It's one long, two long pieces of wood.
It seems like pashut.
They're flat. Then you have flat steps.
So even though it was made into something with use, it's still
it's true they cleate. It's true it's a cleave. It's a cleave pashut. A flat cleave by eight namakabel tumah. So what you would do is they would drill out this paste to hold each one of the steps in the side. Mm-hmm. So that side piece of wood, you would the hole didn't go all the way through, right? So now there was an impression in it which could hold something in it. Now you put up sideways and you stick your step into it, so it's holding the step inside of that depression. Some point out, however, that this halacha, that's the issue, it has to be that the ladder is not so wide. The even higher rochav, if it was wide, so it definitely is problematic, considering that it has a base kibble, and that's a problem. So good. So, but the answer was that it wasn't so wide that should be a problem of schach posel. In itself is not acceptable. Elam lokem asafiku. So what's the question? The
whole. What by itself isn't acceptable?
The latter. The loy al kaponim bichlal maimedu. Even though it's not kosher for schach, and not using it for schach, and it's not wide enough to create a problem for schach, but it's supporting the schach. Maybe that should be refused also. I can't allow a maimid for davar makabel tumah. Shema yovel l'sachah, because you might come to use it. So I can use it for the support. Maybe I can use it for the skach itself. So 1 second. Many people build their sukkah. They use their stone wall. It's part of one of the walls of the sukkah, and you put your skach on top of it. You mean my mind is not much not roy for it's not makabel tumah, but it's not roy for sikhuch. And the gzer wasn't tumah. The gzer was anything which is not roy, like we spoke about. We talked about matzalos. We spoke about nylon thread. So nylon thread holds your woven mat together. So what's maintaining the mat on the skach is a nylon thread. So you're being maimed with something which is not the nylon thread is not makabel tumah, but on the other hand, it's not roy for skach. You can't use nylon for skach. So you're being maimed with something which is not roy for skach. So this shulchan is not roy for skach. Okay. You might say, well, I can use that. So how in the world do I stand up my sukkah on stones? You know, how would that work? He says, if the whole gzera was you might come to use it for schach, in general, people don't use stones. Right? Great way to cover your sukkah, you know, put stones on top. They're going to fall in and pop you on the head. Right? Let's put concrete on top. You're not going to make a sukkah with concrete on top. It doesn't work. Okay. So this explanation that the concern over here is maimed, it's been quoted by many of the Chorinim. The Chachila Yesh Li Zoyer, Shalhamed Eschach with Rebbe Mekal Patuma, the Chachila you should not use it. Be'achem Be'di Yevad, Oshayim L'Shad Devorim, Kaimel on the Mutra Lami, Hamed B'Eschach with Rebbe Mekal Patuma, Kedemuch B'Seif, Simen Tav Reish Lam. So, he says, B'di Yevad is kosher. This is all talk about, it's Gzeira, if people see me using it, they might come to use the wrong thing. So that's not going to passel a B'di Yevad. So the whole issue of Maimon again is only in the Chachila. Chav Gimel. L'chein in l'sach echolov. So because we have this topic, we say don't use it. I'm like a Moshe V'tikva Grobe B'yur, the Mishnah Pshitalei, the also the Sach Echolov. So the Shulchan Aruch presents it as a sophic. The Dakim Moshe said the Tavari not to be used. So it's definitely mekabel tuma A and B. You shouldn't put use it as a support. I really cannot tell you exactly what it looks like, but it's made to hold the food. See, it wasn't a ladder to climb on. It was a ladder to have layers for the different animals to stick their heads in and eat. So it was made to hold food in it. So that's called, it has that indentation which holds the food is with base kibble. That's definitely the raisu. Chen kashen the sulam the kavim. On the other end of the spectrum, if the way the ladder was made was that there were no holes at all, but rather you strapped your steps across the front of the two side beams. Vashlivas tukuam al yareches b'masmerim, and they're just nailed in. So then hemaklab should decliates shemakab and tuma afin rabbanon. So really, that should be fine. Some say no. When we say letters are no good, we say all letters are no good. That's much better for us. Okay. Chav Dalud. So you are put on top to hold it; it shouldn't fly away. Also, a problem. So again, it's maimed; it's holding the tzchach in place. And it's in itself is not kosher. Says, and anything which you make kabbal tumah, for example, benches, chairs, etc., from except tumas medrash. Ritzulaymer, hey, shariyam le kabbal, they can accept tumas medrash. Fill him chadoshim shavad le nitnudan, even not tome. Without chokli eight, sarach of ksas, rabbi nichol of dover. Now, listed of pshut the kli eight, which we said for a dover poshut. Bad pun, right? That it's not makabel tuma. There's going to be a discussion. And what's the discussion? The discussion is the following. I have someone just, so we're making a broad statement. Anything cleates, it's flat. So it's not makabel, it's flat. It is not makabel tuma. Let's say I have someone that's very wide. Let's the person has a chopping board. It's pshut kliyets, but it's made to hold something. It's made not to hold inside of it. It's made to use the item to be placed on it. You would have a baker's board. They would take the bread out and put it on that thing. So now he's going to say that that's there's a reason. Somebody said that that's not accept. That's makabel tuma. The chol kliyets are rochav ksas. It's wide enough that you can put things on it. Use it to hold things on it. Yisharim is makabel tuma in rabbanon. The dama the base kibbul chazal mi rabbanon gave it a din of tuma. Chenin laniach mora magreif al aschach zikar yitachas aschach hamin aschach filo nishperu. So they had like a wooden rake, even though the wooden rake was actually didn't have a base kibbul, which was like straight. But it's wide on the bottom, it can hold things on it. That's what you do. You would stick it into the pile of hay and pick up the hay. So it's made to hold things on it, so that you can't use either on top, that shouldn't blow away, or on bottom to support it. You can't do that. Okay. Zok the Mechaber in Sivches. The Mechaber Klunsos Asukah B'masmer Rishol Barzal. So now, I told you cannot use, let's ever assume the problem of Maimon. So now, what about Maimon the Maimon? So I want to take the cross beams of the sukkah and use nails to hold them in place. Well, come on, the nails are supporting the cross beams, and the cross beams support the schach. Or instead of nailing them together, I'm going to tie them together. I'm going to tie them together with rags, and rags which were mekabel tumah. So you tie together the two things, they come together at an angle, and you tie it together with this shemata. Pirish chatirah shabegad bluyim, it's worn out clothing. Shehen mekabel tumah, which both of these items, whether it's the nails, metal nails, or these worn out begotten, are mekabel tumah. Incapable, that's not problematic. The Mishabur understands that means maimed the maimed, it's not a problem. Chavav. The Chavav of Masur Rosh HaBar, so it's not to the Kuliyam. Feel the man, the Oyes Shal HaHaimed, Haskach, but the Rav Makabal Tumah, we said before, even if you can tell me you can't use it for maimed, Ki Mashen Semach Haskach Al HaMasmer, Al Shemachzik Behem HaKlunsos, Shemamid HaMaskach, the Klunsos, the frame is supporting the Skach, and these nails are supporting the frame.
It's a maimed, maimed.
That's called Maimed the Maimed. Tom said, "Gam ken mutter lekoshrim lekonsos beblos bechavolim shapishton." You can use then worn out garments or flax ropes. Vein alchanami the dikshar aschach atzma beblos bechavolim royli zelachat kilo kima shikar shaschach atzma daber mekabel tumah. However, if I want to say my sash shouldn't blow away, I have a great idea. That's a great idea. I'll tie the aschach onto the roof. So it means what's holding it on the roof, that's like that's called a maimon, is something from the mekabel tumah. The rope is from the mekabel tumah. So that you shouldn't do. Again, but Yemen would be kosher.
What's clone soils?
Poles,
I think. Poles. Okay. The other one wants to catch Marbury, right? You want to catch Marbury 45?
I don't need to.
Oh.
I can
down
later.
Okay. So let's do one more. Test. Kolmane Acholim Mekabel Tumah Vein Mesachakim Behem. So anything which is edible, so food is Mekabel Tumah, so obviously you can't use it for Schach. So as we mentioned before, it's possible for Schach, so you have to be careful when you hang it in your sukkah, the noise sukkah issue that has to be close to the Schach, etc. Kolmane Acholim Chob Zayin. Hanu Michael referring to any type of food for human consumption. Dilo Michael Behema, so much is only roy for animals to eat, but not for humans. It's not makabel tumah. Makabel tumah. So makabel tumah. Feel imo hukshuru adayin psulim. So now we know that for kabbalah's tumah, for a fruit to be makabel tumah, it has to at one point in time been made wet. So it's a dry season in Eretz Yisrael. Not worried about it raining during Sukkot. This fruit has never been made wet since it's been detached. It's not makabel tumah. So I can hang it. I can use it for a schach and my zukkah. No, still can't use it. The drasha, remember, wasn't tumah versus non tumah. The drasha was pseudos garen v'yekav versus the garen v'yekav itself. Right? That means that was left over after the asifa. Mm-hmm. So I'm oisif the peiris to use for myself to eat, and what's left over is what you can use for a schach. So even though as mukshar gets. But it's not what you discard with the psalus. It's what you eat. V'misachem behem v'chol boisim shein necholim lanos kufun kim l'reichu marvachadayim v'misachem behem. Something which itself is not edible. It's used either for smell or for to color it nicely. Those are not michael and v'misachem behem. L'nyakinomen cinnamon. Other we're gonna make over Yaakov Khiat Min Oikal Khoshib Ray 80 Musim Rishpage, the Workalabri Piadam. Cinnamon itself, if you eat it straight, is not the bracha is not hadama. But you mix it with sugar. Apparently, that was the normal thing for them to do. Mm-hmm. Never eat it like that. It's some type of delicacy. Mm-hmm. So the bracha is repi hadama. It means we consider it a food.
Why do we have to come on to that that drasha from Pasuk? I mean, it's makabel tuma in a sense. It says that's what the because it has potential.
Right, but again, the whole there's no din of makabel tuma betzim. The whole source for the problem of makabel tuma is since the Torah said what you can use is pshelus garbi yakev. So we said that pshelus garbi yakev has three things, three characteristics. One, it grew from the ground. Right. No, number two, it's no longer attached. And number three, it's right in the calvism. That's the definition we're learning from.
It's right.
Right. So it's not right in the calvism. Right. Saying so, that definition, by definition, excludes the fruit. I don't have to get involved in this, like, yeah, right in the calvism. But by definition, you look at the pasuk, obviously, fruit's out. Okay. So now he deals with in Sifyud is what if you have taruvis, which means there you have some fruit with some the non, you know, the branches, etc. So what do you do in regards to schach or not? So that's Sifyud, let's hold it here.